This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's switch gears. We're going to go back to baseball here for a second because third baseman Brian Anderson, he joins us on the guest line. And the Marlins, the Dodgers series, we're not going to bring that up. The Marlins season this season, it's not really about the wins and the loss column. It's about some of these players. And Brian Anderson is arguably the most exciting of the players on the Marlins. So fans are really, really excited about Brian Anderson. Brian, can you hear us fine?
Yep. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Everything's good.
I'm doing good.
So you finished fourth in your NL Rookie of the Year balloting last year for your rookie season. And that is setting the bar very high. So I wondered, coming into this season, is that in your head at all when you start your sophomore season that you have to live up to those expectations that you set for yourself?
I think as a professional athlete, you always set, pretty high expectations. For me, it's not necessarily about, stats or anything like that, but just trying to keep growing and developing and finding new ways to help my team compete.
I mentioned that you're one of the most exciting players, at least certainly from the fans' perspective, on the Marlins right now. And there's a lot of chatter that the Marlins should give you an extension. I want to know how much, I know you're not going to discuss that, but how much do you hear the noise around you when you see these articles and fans are doing this kind of talk? How much do you hear that noise?
You as an athlete, like, you always understand that there is going to be that noise around you. At the same point, though, I'm more focused on what's going on in our clubhouse, working with our guys, working with our coaching staff, and just trying to find ways to get better on and off the field. So I try to put those things kind of in the rear view and just understand that, every day it's about getting better and not necessarily about those things going on kind of outside the clubhouse.
You bounce around between right field and third base a lot. Is that, as a player, and I mean, you're one of those guys who can really do it all, but as a player, how disorienting is that when you're changing positions?
Starting off, it was definitely tough last season, but getting that experience last year kind of helps me going into this year, knowing what to expect and knowing, how many reps I need to get at each spot to kind of stay fresh. So, and they've done a good job of kind of letting me know when I'm going to be going, back to the infield, back to the outfield. So that definitely has helped, but it's definitely a challenge, but it's a challenge that I like to undertake.
MLB just released a schedule for next year and the Marlins will be playing in Puerto Rico. When you heard the news, what are you looking forward most about playing over in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I heard about that. There's a lot of excitement going around our locker room. There's a couple of the guys that have played over there. I think more than anything, just the excitement that the fans are going to bring whenever we go out there. I think it's just an exciting opportunity for me to go to a place that I've never been, just to experience that energy and that life that Puerto Ricans have for the game of baseball. I'm just excited to be a part of it.
So you said some of the guys played in Puerto Rico. Have they told you, if we get some free time, I got the spots that we need to hit up while we're there?
Oh, no, I need to get on that. I'm sure that there are some older guys, especially some guys that might even have played there for a little while. So I need to get on that and find those good spots ASAP.
You got to get those checklists down, man. You can't miss out on the best spots while you're over there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I'm just excited that, I get the opportunity just to enjoy it, and I'm going to try to enjoy it as much as I can.
So you haven't been to Puerto Rico yet. I know, obviously, you guys have a very long season. You've been busy in the minors and on the majors. But do you get much of an opportunity to travel during the off season?
Yeah, here and there. I think, at this point in my life, a lot of my friends are getting married. So that's a lot of the off season is doing the wedding. It's like wedding season for most of the baseball players. But, I think we're going to try to take some time out this year, me and my wife, and go travel a little bit and just enjoy ourselves a little bit.
What's your favorite place that Brian Anderson has ever been?
Oh, that's tough.
Don't tell me Marlins Park. Outside of Marlins Park. Outside of Miami.
Outside of Miami, my wife and I got to go to the Bahamas this off season,
yes.
And we had a great time. It was fantastic. The weather was awesome. Just being able to go lay out on the beach, get some sun. It was fantastic. We had a great time.
Bahamas is not that bad.
Brian's from the Bahamas, so you just made his day. He loves that you just said that.
But let me ask you a question. You're from Oklahoma, and how was the adjustment to the Miami lifestyle for you? And then second part of that question, have you found like a local favorite food or restaurant that you've enjoyed the most that you never tried before?
Yeah, going to your question about changing cultures, it's definitely a little bit different down here in Miami than it is growing up in Oklahoma.
A little bit.
You know, me and my wife, she's from Arkansas, so she had to go through that same kind of culture shock. But having her with me, being able to experience this all with me, has definitely helped. And as far as the food goes, I mean, I'm definitely getting a taste of some of the Latin food down here, and it's starting to grow on me a lot. You know, I'm starting to get used to spicier foods and everything like that. But I don't know if I have one specific food in particular, but I would say just the Latin food down here in particular is just, it's incredible.
What's your favorite restaurant in Miami?
That's a good question.
It could be like a top two. It doesn't have to be just narrow it down.
Or in Broward. Do you live in Broward or do you live in Dade? Are you a Dade guy?
I live in Edgewater.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to the SDK in South Beach. Was pretty good when we went there. That was a good time. We enjoyed that.
There you go. I mean, you live in Edgewater, so you have Amara, which is really close to you. That's a nice view and an upstairs lounge and everything like that. So you and your wife could check out a brunch there sometime.
Brian's like a tour guide over here.
Hey.
yeah, that's awesome. We need you around.
I love my food and I love my good times in Miami. And since you're in Edgewater, it's literally right super close to you. It's the new buildings that they put up there on the water.
Brian Anderson is joining us on the guest line. I heard Tim Kirchen on ESPN Radio. He was reminiscing about the good old days in baseball when he used to cover guys who were hanging out in the clubhouse after games. They were drinking a beer. They were talking about baseball. They were talking about the game that just happened. And he said that doesn't happen anymore in baseball. And it made me curious. Do you hang out with your teammates? Are you guys, when you hang out, do you guys talk about the game, or do you just want to get away from it at that point when you're just, having a good time with your teammates outside of off the field?
No, there's definitely, you definitely want to keep, your personal life and your baseball life separate. But at the same point, talking about those games and things like that with your teammates is an easy way to get through some of those tough times. And it's a good way to celebrate, the good times. Having some of the older guys on our team that we do, extremely high character guys like Grandy and Neil Walker and Martin Prado, is being able to go, after a tough game, especially like when we're on the road, being able to go and talk to those guys about, what happened and how to work through it and how to come back the next day. That's something that I definitely take advantage of. I think that there still is that factor of guys hanging out outside of the field, guys hanging out, in the clubhouse after games and working through stuff. That definitely still happens. It may not happen at the rate that it used to, but there's definitely still some old school guys around the game that still respect the game and still, do it that way.
Attendance is always a conversation around the Marlins, and it's going to take a little time to get the numbers where, we all want them to be. But on Saturday night, this last Saturday, 29,000 people were at Marlins Park for that game. What was that environment like? Because that was like that's what we all want the environment to be like night in and night out.
Yeah, that was fantastic. That was incredible. I was out there in right field, and it just seemed like those fans were right on top of us, and they were there, until the end. I think that game we were actually down by a couple runs, and I kept looking up expecting the fans to be walking out because we were down like four runs, and they stayed there for us, and we ended up mounting a comeback and winning in extra innings. And just the energy and the life that the crowd brought us, it kind of definitely pushed us over the top. So that's something that, once we get, it's going to definitely help us out. At the same point, fans want to see a team that goes out there and competes every night. And that's what we're working towards, working towards being consistent and winning day in and day out and showing these fans that we have a chance every single night.
Amber, you know what night that was on Saturday?
What was it?
University of Miami night.
It was. You're right. It was University of Miami faculty night. That accounts for like 200 people at the ballpark, not the 29,000.
We show up for the Marlins, baby.
we always go back and forth. He's a huge Cadence fan. I'm a Gators fan. So we always go back and forth on those stats. That night, though, it was really, really loud. And that's not even close to full for Marlins Park. So I always wonder, that ballpark, like it's the way that it holds noise, right, to an unusual degree when you guys are on that field?
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine if we get that third deck up in the top, you know, full of fans. It's going to be rocking. And, you know, we got a good sound system. That music, there's, like I said, there's just great energy, you know, and it kind of carries throughout the ballpark. So, you know, that's exciting for us, you know, getting more fans at these games, kind of helping you grind through some of those tougher innings, those tougher games. You know, that could definitely help us out. And we're excited to watch the attendance keep growing.
You mentioned the tougher games. You guys are a young team. You're building towards something. How do you stay motivated, though, night in and night out when you have a series going the way it's going, like against the Dodgers, for example?
Yeah, I mean, we're a young team, and we're growing and developing. And I think the way to stay motivated is to continue to want to win. And that's, I mean, the culture that we're building is not one of, we're not okay with losing by any means. You know, but we understand that, you know, having a young team, we're going to make some mistakes, but we want to make our mistakes falling forward. We want to continue to keep making progress. And when we do make those mistakes, we want to learn from them, and we want to grow, and we want to develop. And that's pretty much what we're teaching, you know, is just to, you know, don't be afraid of making mistakes, just learn from them and don't let them happen again. And that's something that I think is going to end up paying off for us.
The moment of the season was probably Eason Diaz, and he was, of course, his father was being interviewed when he hit that homer, and it went viral, and it was everywhere, and I'm sure you know all about it. When did you guys realize that was such a viral moment? When did you guys hear about the fact that his father was mid-interview?
Yeah, I think I heard about that that night, but I think that was an incredible moment, just regardless that, you know, he has his first hit, first home run off of a guy like, you know, Jacob deGrom. But I thought it was special the moment I heard the sound of that ball hit the bat. I mean, that was loud. So that's an incredible moment for him. I know he's going to remember that for the rest of his life. And that's something that that baseball can do for you. It can give you those special moments that you're never going to forget. And like I said, he won't forget it, and I don't think I will either now.
Yeah, that's an unforgettable moment, I think, especially for all Marlins fans, too. That was a really, really cool moment of the season. So I was hosting the morning show here, and I just switched to this time slot. Me and Zaslow, I'm Amber, by the way, me and Zaslow, we just moved to this time slot. So I don't think I had ever gotten a chance to talk to you before, because it's a lot easier to get baseball players on a little bit later in the day. Those morning drive shows are rough getting you guys up early to come on with us. So I really appreciate you coming on. I don't think I've gotten the chance to talk to you before, so I have to ask you, because there's another host at this station. He just got moved to morning drive. I'm not going to name any names, but his name rhymes with Mobin. And he claims that he gave you the nickname, the groundskeeper, and that you officially accepted that nickname. I was calling you the raker. We all know that you rake. Did you officially accept the name, the groundskeeper, and has it caught on?
I want to say no comment on that. I don't think I get to, I don't think I get to choose my nickname. I think the nickname that has stuck around here is just the Andy. So I'll say that's the official right now. I think that's what I'm going to be wearing for Players Weekend.
Okay.
However, though, I do appreciate it, though. Just keep them rolling.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.